I said it. I'm like, Maya can go and bring back Paige. No. And I can't believe I'm saying
Michelle
it.
Is the one person in the PLL fandom that says Maya can go bring back Paige. I don't think anyone would agree with you. But this time around, the Maya-Emily relationship is not... There's something, like, missing. We Are Liars podcast, back for another episode. Woohoo! Woo! Season 2, episode 18. A kiss before lying. What does that mean?
Well,
a kiss before lying? I mean, I think it's a play on a kiss before dying, right? Is that something?
Is that something? It sounds like something.
Sounds like something.
I mean, I didn't think this episode was too bad.
It wasn't. It was actually better than my memory. I think when I watched a handful of these episodes at one time, and I was kind of like doing other things while watching them, like, you know, a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And this one wasn't as memorable. Like I said, the Kate stuff to me is, you know, we'll get there with that.
Yes, yes.
So that's why I feel like it wasn't memorable. But I feel like overall it was actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it was entertaining. A little cringy at times.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will.
It aired January 30th, 2012, written by Maya Goldsmith and directed by Wendy Stansler. After speaking with her friends about Caleb, Hannah feels they are giving her the cold shoulder. Emily hopes to reintroduce Maya to her mother.
Oh, great.
Good old short summary.
Great, 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 great.
Can't wait to discuss that. Before we talk about Maya.
Yes.
We're going to talk about Spencer and Hannah and Caleb, this whole situation. So as we know, the girls and Caleb, minus Hannah, have been working on some of these tapes that Caleb has unveiled from A's phone. And he does end up pulling a little bit more out of the video that we saw last week. And Caleb ends up zooming in far enough to see that there is a photo of a fake ID of Allison's. However, her hair is brunette. And the name, which we'll get to, you see, is not obviously
But, like, Allie's to me, name. This didn't even look like her. But yeah. I get that it is her, but I don't know if I would have picked up on that. At first, they're like, oh, is this Jenna?
Right. Yeah. Right. Because of the dark hair.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hannah ends up calling each girl individually and also Caleb. And I thought the order was very funny. So she starts with Emily and then goes over to Aria, and then it's Caleb, and then it's Spencer.
Oh, and Spencer Sweet is the one who actually picks up.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, last on the totem pole, I guess I will answer it. And so she tells Hannah that she's hanging out with her family. She can't really talk. She can't hang out. And then Hannah, of course, has to hear the other girls in the background because Emily knocked over a glass and they yelled, and Hannah obviously knows that Spencer's not hanging out with her family, but she's hanging out with the other girls. And Hannah thinks that it's because she destroyed the flash drive.
Right. I mean, I get it. I get it. That too.
Right. I would be a little paranoid. My friends are hanging out without me because, you know, I did something that affects the whole group.
Yeah.
Mike says, if it's a Friday night and you want to hang out with only one of the liars, who would you call first? Who would you call last?
I'm probably calling Hannah first. Mm-hmm. Depending on my mood and if I can deal with her, Spencer might be last. Yeah, but Aria also might be last.
I agree. I would say Hannah first, Spencer last.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kat adds, for the other girls, who is their order? And you can include significant others. I think Spencer would call Aria first.
Yes.
Then Emily, then Hannah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Emily would call Hannah first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spencer and then Aria?
Maybe.
Because they just, you know, helped each other out with the whole Toby situation.
Right. And then who else? Aria. Aria would call, well, I think she would call Spencer first.
Yeah, she would call Spencer first.
Then probably Hannah, then Emily, maybe?
Yeah.
We didn't include significant others, but that's too complicated. So we're just going to leave it at that. Yes. So even though Hannah is in the dark, she ends up getting a text from A, who was threatening to tell information about Ashley stealing the money a couple of months ago.
Right. Let's keep that in mind. It's only been months.
And she goes up to the other girls and she's like, do you guys know if anything's happening with Caleb? I just got a really weird text from A. They seem to think that Caleb is still working on these videos. And the girls are like, oh, forget it. A could be mistaken. Hannah's like, when is A ever mistaken? They're always a step above us.
I know. I don't like how...
manipulating.
Yeah. And just the way like Aria is just like looking at like Spencer and Emily.
Everyone's like, Spencer, say something.
Right. Like lead us. Like it is so obvious that you're lying.
Yeah, it is. And then they pick up and leave. And yeah. Hannah's like, okay, guess everyone.
You'll have Cam.
Right. And so Hannah says to Spencer, too, like, I'm aware of what happened, but you clearly lied to me. You didn't hang out with your family.
Right.
And Spencer's like, oh, we were just studying.
No.
So later she ends up hanging out with Spencer and they're like catching up on things. They're discussing Kate, which we will get to for sure. But while she's on Spencer's phone looking at photos of Kate, she ends up passing through the photo of Allison's fake ID. And it's like, hey, what's this about? I thought we were done with this. And Spencer does have to tell her. Yeah, Caleb had suggested we do this behind your back.
But Spencer, you're also like, yes, Liz. Please give us more. Not once did you say we shouldn't do this because Hannah asked us not to.
Not once.
Yeah.
We're on the same page with it.
They were.
Besides Hannah. But yeah, it really paints the picture that Spencer is just whatever Spencer says the other girls go and do.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost, I mean, she's not mean or threatening or demeaning. And none of the qualities that Allison had.
Spencer?
Yeah, but it's almost as though she's like the new Allison of the group.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's the most motivated.
Absolutely.
To find out. And you do need that type of person in your pack.
Right.
The one who's going to lead the group.
Extremely intelligent.
Right.
Not that the other girls aren't, but she is not only book smart, but she's very street smart as well.
She's smart, smart.
She's smart, smart. Pomona. Smart, smart, this girl is.
She's smart, smart.
So, you know, it makes sense to me that the other girls would follow in her footsteps.
Sure. Yeah. She's leading.
So after Hannah finds this out, she's like, I was worried about Kate, but you're actually the backstabber.
Yeah.
And she storms out. And then later she approaches Caleb and confronts him about it. And he's like, I thought you wouldn't find out. And she's like, excuse me. He's like, I thought you wouldn't find out until I figured things out. Like, I'm determined to help you. Obviously, this is something that's very scary for you and your friends, and they don't really even talk about that portion.
No, but she says,
like, I get it, but you don't even know the half of it. Like, this person knows that my mom stole from the bank, and they're holding it above my head, and nobody knows about this. None of her friends know now. Yeah. Caleb does, but she had kept this a secret for all these months.
Yeah. This was a really good scene to watch these two act out. I was saying this to Liz. I'm like, I could watch them do anything, but like they're so genuine in it. And I just love even him taking the chair and sitting across from her and just like holding her hand as she's saying it.
Right. She doesn't even. He really listens.
Yeah. And you brought up a good point of these two have lied to each other so many times, but it's not like, it doesn't bother me that they've lied to each other so many times because they do solve it.
Right. And the why is because they're trying to protect each other.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, initially, obviously, him getting hired by Jenna.
Yeah.
But once he started feeling for her, he did say, I stopped doing it. I told her I couldn't do it anymore. So, like, he does have a semi-clear conscience with that. But what Hannah's doing, she's keeping secrets like that. And then again, later on, she forgives Spencer, too, because, like, they're all having to keep these massive secrets.
Yeah.
And whether they're keeping it from each other or they're keeping it from their parents or the significant other, they're keeping the secrets.
Yeah.
So I feel like they really would be very hypocritical if they were mad about it.
For a long period of time, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, her and Caleb don't even talk about the fact that he went behind her back, even though she said, please stop. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The past is in the past with them.
And this, like, fires Kayla up. He's like, I have to protect her.
Right, because he says, is it Jenna?
Right.
And she says, we don't know. But whoever it is, you're working on their phone.
Yeah.
And so he goes to Jenna's house. And he's knocking on the door, I guess, waiting to confront her. Ask her, what are you doing with Hannah's friends? Stop tormenting them. And, of course, Jenna's not home or doesn't answer. And Garrett, out of nowhere, screeches his stupid cop car. And he's like, what are you doing here? Why are you looking for Jenna? What's it about?
He has to be watching that house like a hawk.
It's pathetic.
It's really pathetic. And I guess now his whole plan is he doesn't know what to do, right? Because he was going to like leave the force. Wasn't that the plan? Like, oh, now I can leave or whatever.
To me, it's like, was that the plan or is that what he wanted Jenna to think? You know, that he would leave the force.
I mean, why would...
But then again, it looks more as though... Like, to me, in the beginning, I couldn't remember, and this may be a spoiler, but I couldn't remember if Jenna was using Garrett or if Garrett was using Jenna.
Someone's using someone.
And to me, when we had that scene where he gives her, like, the page 5 autopsy report and, like, burn it, like, she doesn't know if he actually gave her that autopsy report. And... him saying like, well, I'll leave the force, but I can't leave yet. Like, to me, it made it like manipulative where he was never planning on leaving the force.
Oh, interesting. And just told her that.
Again, that's my interpretation because I've seen the show before and I don't remember exactly what happened.
Okay. Yeah.
But now to me, it seems as though Jenna was definitely the one using him because he's like uber obsessed.
Yeah, it's gross. Weird. And I mean, where could she be? Last week she was with Noel or whenever, not last week. Yeah, last week.
At Rive Gauche.
Rive Gauche.
Which says we should make a channel to talk about the fashion of PLL.
Yes.
Which we will do that over on Discord.
Rive Gauche.
Rive Gauche. Okay. Why not?
Yeah. Let me add it to our list. Keep talking list.
Yeah. So anyway, Caleb says, I'm here to talk to Jenna. I'm here to confront her about why she's messing with my girlfriend and her friends. Garrett's like, you don't know anything. Are you here for her to hire you again? She's over that. Like, cocking his gun at him. Well, make sure, you know, showing his that he has a gun.
What was your plan here? I know you're trying to scare him, but for no reason, you're threatening this kid?
I think out of everyone, Garrett has the worst speech in the show. Like, whatever lines they give this character are awful.
They're awful.
He's like, you gotta be scarier than that for Jenna to take you seriously. Like, what are you actually talking about, though?
Right.
Caleb's like, whatever, I'm gonna go.
He tries to go and then like...
And then he like screeches his car to...
Inches forward. He's gonna like run him over.
Like...
In the neighborhood?
You're just so pathetic.
Yeah, he sucks so much.
Mm-hmm. So Spencer and Hannah, as I said, do apologize to each other. And Hannah is like, hey, look, you know, I get it. While I don't approve and I'm really mad about it, it's fine. Like, we'll get over it. And Spencer's like, A is taking everything from me.
Yeah.
Literally everything. And I can't lose you. And she's like, you're not. And they hug it out. And then she says to her, before I was angry with you, but I've seen Allie with dark hair before. And Spencer's like, what? And she's like, yeah, I thought it was typical Allie weirdness, so I didn't bring it up. And we get a splashback is what I was going to say. A splashback of Allie. Here we go. Visual. Allie in a dark, what it seems to be is they were trying to pass it as her hair being dyed dark, right? But then she takes it off because it's a wig. I'm like, oh, thank goodness, because the wig is terrible.
The wig is so bad. She looks like a child.
And her face with is wig. Very she looks small.
Even younger.
She looks like toddlers and tiaras.
Yes, she does. That's exactly what she looks like. And just the hairline is pushed back. Like, no one's going to believe you that you're, you know, your alias and trying to be older, I guess.
Yeah.
You look like a child.
Yeah, she's got a child face.
This is, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, it was not a great wig. Better than the Lady Gaga, I'd have to say.
Yeah, but that was for Halloween. She's trying to be serious with this one. I know. And we have the flashback scene and Hannah's there and the acting is so bad. So
I know. Why do we just, do this?
When we're trying to act younger and go back, the acting is real bad. It's like they don't know how to be younger.
The younger versions of themselves. It's only 2 years.
Just act like yourself.
Maybe 3 years. But yeah, right? I know. Just act like yourself. We understand that Hannah was not as confident then.
Yes. Yes.
We know she dealt with Allie the way she dealt with Allie. But I know it's not transferring to the audience.
No. No.
That you're younger. It just makes it seem like you're pretending to be younger.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's weird. Not good.
Yeah.
But in the scene, Allie sees Hannah and she's like, oh, don't tell anyone that I'm here. I'm just trying to be someone else for the day. I'm bored. And Hannah's like, okay, whatever. It's weird. And they call her Vivian.
Yes.
Miss Vivian Dark Bloom. And so it's unclear if Hannah was the one to tell Spencer her name was Vivian Dark Bloom. In the flashback that we don't see her telling the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or if Spencer could, you can sort of make out on the ID, it says VIV. So it looks like it says Vivian.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know where they got Vivian Darboom. Anyway, Spencer looks it up and it ends up being a, yes, I was like, what's the word? Anagram.
Yeah.
For Vladimir Nabokov, which is the author of Lolita.
Yeah.
And so Hannah's like, interesting. Is that the book that has the heart-shaped sunglasses on it? And Spencer says, yes. How did you know that? Hannah had borrowed it from Allie or took it from her.
She stole it.
Stole it because she says, Allie had her nose in this book all summer. And I'm really interested. I was really interested to see what it was about. And she like obviously didn't read it, but she had it. And inside was this claim ticket for J&L.
But you said we'll find this out so next week?
Yes.
Okay.
We will. Spencer ends up calling this phone number. And as Kat said in the chat, it says on the ticket clearly that they give back items within 90 days. Like your item will be gone. But who the hell knows how long it's been. But they still have Vivian Darkbloom's item. So.
And he found it so quickly. Quick.
You would think it would be right there.
It doesn't make sense. There's no way. Like, you would have to search through whatever. Okay, great. They found it, whatever this item is. A claim ticket? A jacket? I'm just thinking of, like, coat check.
Right. Okay. Coat check.
That's what I'm thinking is a coat check.
That's a great thought.
What else do you get, like, a claim check for?
Right.
I'm drawing a blank on other things you get.
You're
got valet.
You got a good thought.
Okay, I'll stick with it. I'll stick with it.
Kat had wanted to know what do you think?
Yeah,
is the item so
jacket?
Very good. Kat adds to this. What do we think of Spencer's theories about Allie using this dark wig? Is it because she was trying to run away from A? Is it because she was trying to spy on A without A's knowledge?
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Me too.
And I kind of am starting to believe that Allie was kind of doing her own investigation about A.
Right. That would be more interesting.
Well, it would also make sense.
Yeah.
Because it seems like A was torturing her first. Or right. So we see. Yeah.
We also have to deal with Kate. Not our listener, Kate, but...
We love Kate, our listener.
Kate, Isabel's daughter, Kate, and stepsister, Kate, who's now in town at Rosewood, and she's going to school with the girls. So Ashley has a conversation in the morning with Hannah. She can tell she's definitely stressed out about having to go to school with Kate. She says, oh, Tom reassured me. If anything happens, there will be consequences. Hannah's like, okay.
Get out of here.
Like, Kate's going to oblige by that.
And also, like, who knows, Hannah would be a tattletale.
Right.
Like, okay, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Go away.
They end up seeing Kate at school, and she's nothing but nice. It's very suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
She's clearly nervous going to a new school, and Hannah's friends are being nice to her. Hannah's being nice to her. She does thank Hannah for being nice. Like, I appreciate you helping me. And Spencer's like, do I know you from somewhere? Like, I can't place it, but I know you. And every scene we have Kate and Spencer, Spencer's like, this, how do I know you? And Kate's like, none of that, I don't know you. And Hannah's like, please stop. She's just like, you're embarrassing me, and like, you're gonna stop giving her the fourth degree. Or she's like, it's like, it's the third degree. She'll go, whatever degree it is, stop giving it to her. It's so great.
Spencer's so intense.
She's so intense.
Yeah,
I don't remember her ever being this intense. Yeah, but I guess
mm-hmm.
we watch it with different eyes. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
So in the locker room, Spencer basically corners Kate. She's like, I know it. I got it. I know all of my locker combinations since I was like in the first grade, and I knew I would unveil where I knew you from. And she tells the audience that she knows her from horse camp, equestrian camp. Is mm-hmm. that what it was? Mm-hmm. horse ranch camp. Mm-hmm. And apparently Kate was in Melissa's bunk and had sent Spencer photos of the boils and baggy girl at camp. Apparently Kate had got bit by a bug or something, and her skin had this very awful reaction where she literally had boils all over her face, which is like terrible. But it made it seem, Spencer has told Hannah that, yes, we did feel bad for her until she started treating us like shit, and then nobody felt bad for her.
Right.
So like, it wasn't a story of like, oh, this poor girl, this happened to her. No, she's still the same person that she always was.
Right. Even when she was down, she was still
kicking everyone with her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Kate's like, please, you know, don't tell anyone. What do I have to do? Give you money? And Spencer's like, I won't say anything. Just treat Hannah nicely and I won't have to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And then the next day at school, after Spencer has shown Hannah this photo, everyone at school is talking and buzzing. And the girls come up to Hannah and are like, what the hell are you thinking? What were you doing? And Noel's like making a side comment, like, thanks, that was a great picture. Ugh, in the morning. Like, disgusting.
So gross.
He's so gross. He's the epitome of like a misogynistic, mm-hmm. stupid mm-hmm. jerk.
Yeah.
that typical high school boy.
Yep.
Yeah. And they end up seeing the picture, and it's not the picture of her with boils, but a topless photo of Kate.
Taken in the locker room.
And now Hannah is getting blamed for it because it had been sent from her phone.
Right.
How?
Yeah.
How?
I also think Kate set this up.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I think this is all Kate.
So it wasn't A?
No, I think it was Kate.
Nice.
Kate with a capital A and
second
letter. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Because the way she's posed, it's so weird. Mm. I feel like I have to watch it again. I won't. But I feel like she's like has her hands up against the locker.
I'm pretty sure we see it again next week. Okay. So.
It just looks very.
She's like reaching.
It's just so.
For something.
It doesn't even seem like someone caught her or like snuck up on her. Like, I don't know. And she's completely topless. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This feels very, very planned.
Mm, okay.
Like, are the girls showering at gym? Or like, because we've changed in gym. Like, I never took my bra.
People, like, did.
Really?
Shower. But I never did. Like, I never needed to.
I didn't know we had showers in our high school gym.
Yeah, there was, like, a few. That was it.
Like, I never, ever, ever showered. Like, that. And we never had matching gym uniforms. No, always brought your own gym clothes. Like every
you would just like leave your gym clothes in the gym locker.
Yeah, and you'd bring them home and wash them. But we never got a set
locked.
One. Yes,
these
they did
not lock.
Right.
I was telling Michelle a story off mic about how I had just gotten a cell phone, and mind you, this is probably like my junior year of school because that's how old we are.
That's
we
right.
didn't get cell phones, you right. know, right away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had my little flip phone, and I remember changing back into my regular clothes and just like for a split second, keeping my locker open to go. I don't even know where I went around a corner, and my phone, I just had a feeling and my phone was gone. And then I was just, and I had a feeling of who this person was.
Mm-hmm.
And this person was in my whatever science class it was afterwards. Oh, maybe it was this was 10th grade. And, you know, I didn't confront her because I was a little bitch, but I had a lot of other people in my corner who did.
So you got it back the same day?
I got it back the same day, but not until like towards the end of the day. Yeah, because we wanted to make sure that she had it. And then my friend, I remember like telling whoever like through the grapevine that like, oh no, I saw her with it. And I was like, this fucking bitch is trying to change. And she changed, like, the pictures on it. Like, it was already her phone. And I was like, thank you.
And you got it back? She willingly gave it back?
She did, because I guess because she got caught. you know, how could she explain it? Mm. It wasn't her phone. It was
so my you had
phone.
Like a little investigative party I going did.
I
on.
I had like a little A-team.
For like 3 periods or whatever.
It did. Yep. Wow. Anyway, that's a story. But our listener, Kate, not to be confused with this Kate.
Yeah.
Says, I know that A is actually kidnapped and possibly murdered people before, but somehow this Kate nude photo seems especially bad. Like Hannah could have been registered as a sex offender for the rest of her life after distributing child pornography. What do you think is going to happen with this?
Yeah, I think it's Kate who did it.
How are they going to prove it?
I don't know. I feel they're going to parents are going to have to talk to them. Maybe the principal will get involved. Mm. And then it's going to be like Kate is not going to press charges, or Kate's decided to drop it, or we'll handle it at home. And it's going to be like a, you shouldn't have done that. Why did you do that type of situation? That's why I think Kate did it, because I actually don't think anything's going to come of this. Because mm-hmm. Kate's fully in control of it.
Okay.
I hope I'm wrong, but I probably really am.
Yeah. All right. So Ezra and Arya briefly thank the Lord have a scene together where she's kissing him and trying to make out with him as he's driving. I'm like, girl, you stop being a child.
Well, you said they haven't slept together. So once that happens, this will stop.
Their sexual tension is just through the roof. And once they bone, then it will be better. I'm not trying to rush it.
Well, also sneaking around does add more to it. It's like the element
of like, ooh, it's so great.
This is so wrong, but we're doing it anyway.
And she does tell him, I hate lying to my friends. You know, we were just getting back on good terms. And, you know, she's like, he's like, oh, but your mom is starting to warm up to it, right? And she's like, I'm thawing. I'm like, are you? You must be Delulu. There's no, where, in what world?
Well, she's lying.
I know. Michelle says, like, oh, she must be lying to him. I'm like, or she's lying to herself.
Both.
Right?
She's lying to both. Yeah. And she's getting in too deep. She's treading water. It's not good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, but for Guy Byron, like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
I guess they had to set that up to set us up where we see we have a very small scene of Ezra at some Hollis meeting where they have offered him a assistant dean position, I think, in New Orleans. And they're like had went out of their way to get him this position because Baron had suggested him for the position. And he's like, cheers, with the glass across the room. Like, I know what I'm doing.
In Louisiana.
Yeah, he's like, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And then Ezra's just like, I'll have to think about it.
And the guy's like, what do you mean think about it? Like, this is an opportunity like,
you,
of a lifetime.
You weren't number one on the call sheet.
Right. Like, we had to make this special for you because you weren't our first choice.
And Byron fought for you, so.
I loved everyone in the Discord was making Hills references. It was so great. They're like, don't be LC. Don't be LC. Just go to NOLA. Don't be LC. Oh, so funny. Good. Yeah. That's so funny. All right. So after Arya and Ezra's date, Arya and Spencer have, you know, a heart to heart about their breakups. And Spencer's like, how are you keeping it together? You look so put together. And Arya's like, oh, no, I'm really going through it. You know, because she can't tell Spencer that she actually did see Ezra and Ezra did show up, even though Spencer thinks that he did not. And they both feel terrible about lying to Hannah at this point. And Spencer's like, I feel so guilty. Do you think it's my fault? And Arya's like, no, no. Like, you know, sometimes you need to lie to your friends. It happens.
Yeah. Whatever you need to tell yourself.
You know, there are certain situations you just have to lie to them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Spencer's so sad she's wearing Toby's undershirt under her sweatshirt too, which I think is pretty funny. Mike had added, had we ever done anything like that? Like worn a significant other's item?
No. I don't know,
maybe during relationship or after relationship?
No, it was just weird that she was wearing his tank top layered underneath her shirt and the girls only saw like a peak of it coming out of the back and they're like, are you wearing blah, blah, blah's, you know, undershirt. Like,
what are you wearing?
Tank top.
Are you wearing an undershirt under there? And I'm like, why would that be so weird?
Why would that be so weird if that peeking out? I don't understand.
I mean, I guess because maybe it was like a more, it was unevenly cut at the bottom.
Yeah, those undershirts. Piece. Yeah. Ooh. But also, like, I would have never called my friend out for that. I would have probably just been like, your shirt is maybe
out. Like, here, tuck your shirt back in. I never would have thought anything of it.
Yeah.
Right? I wouldn't have called her out about it. That's mean.
No. Poor Spencer. She's going through it.
She is going through it. Did you ever like
wear something like that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have anything of my high school boyfriends in that capacity.
No, I can't think of anything.
No.
Can't think of anything.
No.
Vic says, is there a certain situation where lying to your friend like this is okay?
Okay is, it's like up for debate. Like,
absolutely.
It's probably like lying is never great, but then you can, there's so many layers, like tell a white lie. A white lie, like so you don't hurt their feelings. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like a scenario where I was in that I lie to friends like this.
Sure. This is like pretty, pretty shitty.
It's pretty shitty. Know.
They're like, it's a whole group that are leaving one out.
Right.
You know, luckily they're an even number. We were listening to the that podcast. Oh my God. What's it called? The one about, what? This is all gonna cut out.
Three.
The podcast three.
Yes.
How they talk about in that, if you haven't listened, we could link it down below.
Yeah.
How three is tough because you always have two that gang against one, gang up against one.
When you, so when they said that part in their episode, I was like, it's so true. Cause I was always
a
in
third.
A three,
three way
growing up and in high school. And that caused a lot of issues. Mm-hmm.
It's hard because there's always a time like it rotates where like two are always closer. From so like, luckily there's four here. Well, there was five. So someone always had the upper hand and then the other ones were buddy.
Yeah. Threesome's hard.
It sure is.
A trio. Trio.
There you go.
A trio.
So we see Aria and Holden. They are coming back from a post fake date. And Aria's like, we need to get our story straight. And they talk about the food. And Aria's like, we need to be very specific because my dad's going to ask very specific food questions. I'm like, same. That's like literally me. If someone says, oh, I went to so-and-so restaurant, I'm like, what did you eat? I'm like, I don't want to know just your meal. I want to know your appetizer, your dessert, meal.
Every time someone travels, I'm like, tell me about what you ate.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm never going to be there, but I want to know what you ate.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. So they like are fun, like laughing, having an inside joke when Byron does ask, like, what did you guys eat? Did you get any sides? And so Arya's like, don't you think people are going to think it's weird that we're going out for now the third time this week? And Holden's like, let them think. Let them think that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
I don't mean in a romantic way. I'm like, he just doesn't care. He's like, it's fine. Whatever we do, it's our business.
Right.
Yeah. And then they have another date and it seems as though both of their plans are canceled. Michelle's suspicious about this. I'm like, I can see why it looks suspicious.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Because they go to this like, seems like a...
like an arcade place.
And so she was just going to wait for him to be finished and he was just going to wait for her. Turns out, oh my God, my plan's canceled too. That's so strange. I was like, this is giving me Oliver. It's giving me Oliver, but I changed my tune.
We can't have more. We can't only have one Oliver and on this show.
Samara wasn't Oliver. So maybe he's really Oliver.
Maybe.
And if you're confused, I'm referencing a character from season one of the OC.
Right. Another child. Yes.
Yeah.
So Holden's like, if you want to hang out, we don't have to go home early. We can get it, you know, share some pizza and play some games. And Arya's like, no, I was just wanting to read magazines. I'm like, bitch, you're in the middle of an arcade. Why are you going to read a magazine?
When they knew each other when they were kids.
Yeah.
How old?
I don't know.
Because he knows her favorite pizza topping.
He does.
He knows she's really good at air hockey.
He remembers that. He remembers this. He remembers very specific things about her. She clearly doesn't remember anything about him.
No.
She doesn't remember any details about
him. So that's why it's like, oh.
I know. That's why it seems like it's a little suspicious.
And it seems like he's been waiting for her every time she goes out.
Oh.
Yeah. Like he just wants to be a part of her life. But I don't think that's the case anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it'd be kind of weird being that he knows that she was trying to meet her teacher.
Well, he doesn't know it's the teacher.
He knows that I'm assuming he's aware that Ezra is older.
Yes. Yeah.
And nobody knows except for her friends. Right. And Holden.
Right.
Yeah. So they end up playing some air hockey together. And yeah. They're having a good time. Mike asked if we had to play air hockey, would it be pool, foosball? What will we play in a first date? And here's the infamous woo that I'm mentioning last. I love this gift so much. It is so beautiful.
Yeah. Look at it. If you watch us on YouTube, we just put it up.
Woo! I mean, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go look it up. And if you're a PLL person, you know what I'm talking about. You know the gif of Arya playing air hockey.
Liz has
been
talking about this gif forever. So I'm glad I finally get to see it and got to see it on the episode.
Yeah.
But
it's an infamous one.
To answer Mike's, that was Mike who asked that.
Yeah, Mike says air hockey, pool, or foosball. What would you play on a first date?
Air hockey.
Me too.
I love air hockey.
Yeah.
I'm awful at pool and
terrible at pool.
I think I played foosball like probably once.
Yeah. No, air hockey. I think I did play air hockey on a first date before.
That's cute.
We went to Dave and Buster's.
Nice.
Yeah, it was fun. I remember like talking a big game and being like, I'm really good at it, and then being absolutely.
Oh, that's what I do. I always talk a big game.
I remember being really good. It's hard. It's really hard to actually keep track of that puck.
Yeah.
They agree not to talk about their secrets, even though Arya's super curious because she literally knows nothing about Holden's. Holden knows a little bit about hers, but not a lot. And she's like, okay, well, you know, you can keep your secret. And he ends up getting like accidentally shoved. And you can tell he's in a lot of pain when he gets shoved. And he tries to hide the fact that he's lifting up his shirt to look at his big ass bruise.
Like,
but he doesn't hide it very well. And Arya sees it.
This isn't a little peek. You like lifted up your whole shirt.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm like, are you cage fighting, bro?
A little Ryan Atwood situation.
See, my head's always in the OC.
But it the parallel, you know, it could be.
Yeah. But what else could you be doing? Why are you so bruised?
Right.
Are you playing football?
Like he says he's playing.
Oh, football.
Flag football, right? Yeah.
And Ari's like, yeah, my brother plays too,
and
but
he would be playing at night. I mean, granted, there are probably indoor stadiums and things you could do that at, but I doubt you'd be playing that at night.
Yeah. This is really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
To be continued mm-hmm. with Holden.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, we have Maya and Emily, who this storyline was difficult to watch tonight. They're getting hot and heavy. Like every time they're in the same room, they're like making out, like, you know, laying down on the bed.
The chemistry's there.
The chemistry's very there. And Maya talks about how unfair it is that Emily they won't allow her to be back on the swim team, which is really tough for her because it's really her only outlet that she has besides what? I mean, being scared of A, you know, like that's her only other storyline was swimming.
Yeah.
And so Emily says, well, my mom's coming into town, and Maya kind of makes a few comments about like, oh, great. I can't wait to like see her again. Like, she hates me. And Emily says, she doesn't hate you. She just hated who I was. But now she's much better with that.
Yeah. She didn't understand it.
She didn't understand it. She and I have come to an understanding now, and things are better.
Mm-hmm.
Maya's like, all right, well, I'll believe it when I see it. And so Pam comes to school, and they do this classic, like, I surprised my kid at school. Michonne and I are like, why are we doing this? Wayne did it when he's like surprised her in the locker and she got scared. And then Pam does the same thing.
Who has this happened to you before?
Never. My mom, my parents don't, I doubt my parents even know what the inside of my high school looked like.
Well, not even, I don't think you're allowed to just walk in.
No.
You have to like sign in, wait there to pick your kid up.
Passes. Yeah. That was a whole production. Yeah. And especially now, I'm sure there's way more security.
Yeah. But I'm asking our friends out there, if this has happened to you, please tell us. Like, did you go to a small high school? Was it a small town thing?
Maybe.
This is just weird.
It is weird. And she's excited, saying that she made a reservation at the Grill, the only restaurant in town.
Do you really need a reservation?
You probably don't need a reservation. Maybe you do because it's the only restaurant in town.
I guess so. On a weeknight, though?
Yeah. And she says to Emily, if you want to invite one of the girls, or if you want to invite, you know, maybe someone special that you're seeing. And Emily's like, I am seeing someone. It happens to be Maya. And we reconnected, and she moved back to a neighboring town, even though they told us it was 45 minutes away the first time we see Maya again in the season. And she's like, well, great. It'll be a great time to catch up and have a restart for, you know, this relationship. So they meet Maya at the Grill, who's talking to Noel. And Noel is
helping her with her phone.
Helping her with her cell phone.
So this made me think.
I know. You were like, Noel is the guy she was talking to.
Right. Dating, okay. So two thoughts. Okay. Noel is her ex, but he didn't go to True North. And then I was like, oh, is Noel handling cell phone things?
Maya went to high school with them for like 5 seconds. I guess she wouldn't remember who Noel was.
Right. And then I was like, how far did she just like, I can't turn it on. Can you help me? Mm. And she's like, he's sweet.
I was like, don't be fooled. His smile goes from his entire face.
That was great. That made me laugh.
Well, it's true. Yeah. As we know. Cheshire you know, cat. Don't be fooled by his eyes and his smile.
That's right.
He's no good.
Yeah.
And you can tell like the tension. I don't know if they were trying to show that as Emily with, you know, the male...
Yeah.
Potential.
A threat.
Yeah. You know, threaten mm-hmm. her relationship. Mm-hmm. And Maya, then they sit down and Maya's now being a real jerk off to Pam. She's like, oh, Pam, you got us a table? You say jump. They say how high.
Yeah. She was so rude.
She was really rude, making very, I wouldn't say inappropriate comments, but just like uncalled for.
Yeah. She's poking the bear.
Comments. And right. And she's waiting for. Maybe Pam to like say something to her so she can snap, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they talk about jazz music and how Pam loves jazz music. And Maya's like, huh, I wouldn't peg you as that, being that these people are like notoriously potheads.
Like, give me a break.
And Emily's like, okay. And then she's like, oh, sorry for the phone call. It's just my stalker. And Emily's like, like, what is happening? What is happening? You know, this girl that I'm crazy about is just acting like a true moron.
And Pam handled it like a champ.
She really did. Like, she did not.
No.
No, she was being as polite as possible. Mm-hmm. And not in the fake way that she used to be polite with Maya. She was just like, okay, what is going on here? This is very strange.
Right.
Or maybe she just felt like, okay, I know I was a jerk to Maya, but, you know, this is definitely not right.
Yeah.
So Pam goes to pay and Emily is like, what the hell is going on? And Maya is like, oh, please. I made one comment about the weed. It's not that big of a deal. And she says, well, why did you have to mention that you were dating a guy? My mom is already confused. I don't want to confuse her anymore. And she's like, is your mom confused or are you about the situation?
Valid. And then I was wondering, have we spoken about the ex?
Clearly not. Right?
Clearly not.
Or in passing, maybe Emily made it seem like she understood the situation, you know, and not, as you said, poking the bear. But I think it's definitely weighing on her, and Maya having this like very nonchalant reaction to it. I don't think Emily doesn't really know where their relationship stands. And so the next day, Emily goes to see Maya and she's like, I'm sorry. And Maya's like, I'm sorry, you know. Emily's like, I can't imagine. She's like, it doesn't matter that you dated a guy. It just matters that I have competition.
And now, it's such a wide net.
Right. There's so many people that you could potentially be interested in you.
Yeah.
And Maya's like, come inside. She shows her that she decorated her bedroom with this, like, ocean vibe, very relaxing and zen. So when Emily is missing the water, she can come and like relax there.
This is sweet.
It is sweet.
It's sweet.
It didn't come across
right.
I was having a hard time with it.
Me too. It's also just the logistics. She drives 45 minutes before school.
This is potentially like what, 7 o'clock in the morning.
And
if not earlier.
And Maya's like, wow, it's early. But Maya's like fully dressed, makeup done, ready for school. They go upstairs.
The sun is out.
Well, sure.
In February in Pennsylvania, the sun would not be out. I'm just telling you.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. And then they go upstairs and like she's like, I've been working on it all night. But like her room is not a mess. The bed is made so nicely. Everything is set up. And the lights are on. Like she's got all the lightingscape going. And I'm like, what? Did you have us going the whole time?
Yeah.
It's like you knew Emily was going to come over. Whatever, it's sweet, but I said it. I'm like, Maya can go and bring back Paige. No. And I can't believe I'm saying
Michelle
it.
Michelle is the one person in the PLL fandom that says Maya can go and bring back Paige. I don't think anyone would agree with you. But this time around, the Maya-Emily relationship is not There's something like missing.
Well, for me. I think it's a little suspicious about this True North stalker situation. No,
this not knowing what this situation is, and she definitely was upset by messages by this person.
Yeah.
Calls them her stalker. So, I mean, that's just not like what you throw around lightly as a phrase for someone.
No. No.
So there's something deeper going on, and she's almost like aloof with her relationship with Emily this time around. Like, I don't know. I feel like when they first met, I really enjoyed it because it was so genuine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this time around, I don't know why it's not like connecting for me. I don't know. It's Maya just seems like she's at any moment could like leave.
Yeah, I feel that way too.
Like she's a flight risk. I don't know. Something about it.
I agree.
And obviously like I know things that are to come with them and I don't know. But they exchange I love yous. And Michelle's like, what? What?
Maya says it first.
It feels soon, right? To compare, you know, did it feel soon when Hannah and Caleb said it to each other?
Well, I think yes, but
the situation of Hannah and Caleb seemed like what they were going through together was like very important and like traumatic in a way because of like Caleb's home life and like finding out that he went behind her back, but like they really got to know each other because they at first, you know, it's like opposite ends. They butted heads and didn't really like each other, whatever it was. But Emily and Maya seem to be like on a similar, not personality, because they're very different.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't know, the importance of like what's going on in their lives. Like, I feel like they don't talk about it. I don't know. Right. Like, we're missing something.
Yes. And it just seems like Maya just came back into the picture.
She did.
It's not like they had an ongoing relationship.
Right.
They didn't. So to drop the L-bomb. But then again, you know, everything is elevated and exaggerated in high school terms.
And a television.
Well, sure. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I know. I'm sad that I feel this way and I don't want to feel this way.
I mean, do any of our listeners feel this way?
I don't know. Let's ask them.
Are they all team Maya and Emily? Nobody wants Paige? I'm the only one? Paige, the color?
Well, I have to say that Kate had sent some comments about how she felt about Maya and how obnoxious she was in the episode.
Yeah.
And that if she was still uncomfortable, she shouldn't have agreed to go out to dinner with Pam.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, clearly she was still bitter. She says she also didn't even really enjoy the scene where they said, I love you, because she was so annoyed with Maya.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this whole situation? Also, didn't we establish in a previous episode that Maya now lives 45 minutes away? But here's Emily just casually popping in for some morning sex before school.
Right.
I think we can assume also in this episode that this is like the first time they had sex.
I agree. I think so.
Because like they made it very, well, they said, I love you. And then they made it like very romantic.
Yes.
It was romantic. I have to say.
But it didn't.
It would have been a perfect first time for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was very special what Maya did.
I guess because Maya was the first sexual awakening for Emily in a way, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think Allie
Allie, you're right. But
this is the first time she actually was able to express
and accept it of herself.
Right, and be accepted that this is who she is.
So that weighs very that makes heavy. That's very important.
You're absolutely right. And I shouldn't disregard that. That makes something in your relationship that more important, and that they are definitely bonded because of that.
Yeah, but I can understand how Emily feeling that way. It's the Maya part that it's not translating for me. I don't think Maya, even though Maya said I love you first, I don't think she feels the same way Emily feels about her.
Mm. Yeah, just something's just not genuine.
Yeah.
Not clicking.
Something is missing.
She seems like she's just one foot.
Mm-hmm.
Out the door. Mm-hmm. Like something is.
Do you remember what happens to this character?
I sure do.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I sure do. Okay. Yeah. And then we just have a random last scene of A in Peter Hastings' study.
Yeah.
and they unlock his desk to get a gun. That's all.
You said you don't remember what
happens. I don't remember what the hell happens with this. I really don't. So whatever it is doesn't happen next week.
Okay, but now it's Peter's gun's gone.
Peter's gun's gone.
Did I say Peter's guns are gone?
Peter's gun's gone. It's a tongue twister.
Yeah. And so whether it'll be used and then put back or whether it's kept. But I would think if you had a gun in your desk drawer, that is something you would check on.
I would think so.
But yeah. It is locked. So.
Yep.
We haven't seen Peter in a while.
No, not in a few episodes.
Yeah.
You know who we haven't seen in a while as well? Oh,
I know. Jason.
Yeah, I
know. Where is he?
He'll be back next week.
Oh, woo-hoo! She's so excited.
Yay! He got a haircut?
Yay! Oh, yeah.
Not like a major haircut.
Okay, but so it's not yet?
No.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back from break. We're going to shout out our pledge, Courtney. Welcome to the network, Courtney.
Hey, Courtney. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you for joining us. We so appreciate it. And we'd love to know why you came. What brought you? Are you a PLL person? I mean, you must be, right?
I know. I hope so. Welcome. So
let us know. Michelle, yeah. We also have another shout out.
We want to shout out Tara. Thank you so much for listening over on Spotify and leaving the emojis last season. We used to ask you guys to leave us an emoji when you listened. It's kind of a prompt to leave us a review. And she did. So thank you so much. And if you listen on Spotify, leave us a comment, rate us 5 stars. If you're listening to Apple Podcasts, it's our birthday month. Listen, I both have birthdays this month.
We have birthdays in the same week, essentially every single year.
Right. So what we would love is if you rated us 5 stars, wherever you're listening, and leave us a nice review if you're enjoying.
Just like, happy birthday, listen, Michelle.
Yay.
Love listening.
Yay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to play a voicemail for everyone that we got from A. Mm. Wait till you hear the voice on this.
Let's take a moment to catch our breath before diving back into the murky waters of this show, where the fanged Lenny of truth lurks just beneath the surface. Stay vigilant, Bettys. Listen, Michelle will be right back with more. AI.
It's always the AI that gets me.
Yeah.
The voice is so, it's like familiar, but also I'm like, is it not supposed to be anyone?
It reminds me of the kid in the Newsies.
Which kid? The little kid in the Newsies?
No, the oh my god, I can't.
Like the Newsies, the movie.
The movie's the movie.
Movie's the movie.
Newsies, the movie. Max Casella.
Max Casella?
Yes.
What does this person look like?
Hold on.
Okay. I watched Newsies one. I've seen the Broadway show. Oh, yeah. I mean, that works, actually. Because I was thinking, like, if it had a little bit more of a New York accent, it would have been like Joe Pesci. Like, the tone of voice is this very one. High. It's a high-pitched voice. Yeah. Oh, yes. I know exactly
it who reminds me of him. And then I'm like, oh. Well, you had a theory of who our A is.
I don't really have a theory.
She, I can't wait to hear this. I don't know. My own
encryption, Caleb Bork over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
And I said to myself, you know what? Last season, I didn't look up anything because I was like, I wanted to be fun and, you know, be hit. I didn't want to think about it. I didn't want to have to come to any conclusions because I wanted to be surprised.
Okay.
This time around, you seem to be telling us that we lie a lot, and I don't like that. And so I looked up your IP address. And it seems as though your IP address, Michelle doesn't know anything.
I really don't.
Your IP address is from California. The USA, US of A, California. This could be incorrect. It could be at a point where your computer was, I don't really know how my IP address was. But.
She was so sure.
I was so sure of it. So anywho, and also what I was thinking about last week where you sent us an email, and in that email you said that we fooled you by not recording, which does not make sense because our listeners would know that an episode didn't, like, we had purposely behind the scenes, Michelle and I batched recorded.
Yeah.
Episodes went live. There was no hiccups as far as our recording, our posting schedule. So every Wednesday you still got an episode, right?
Yes.
normal people who are not patrons would not know that we didn't record. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it has to be a patron.
Yes, it has to be a patron.
Because it has to be a patron. Yeah. And they have to live near or had lived in California. So I think I know who it is. And I don't want to out you yet. Maybe you have some surprise, but...
Who? Okay, I'll talk to you off mic about
that. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it in Reeve Gauche.
We'll talk about it in Reeve Gauche. Anywho, you know, if you are interested...
And sending us a voicemail?
Sending us a voicemail. You can leave us a voicemail at 631-600-3916. It's been a while since we've received one. So thank you for sending that.
Yeah.
But.
See, okay. Mm-hmm. The reason why I thought it was him, Max Casala, and the whole, because.
In we this, talked about the Newsies hat of Spencer.
Right. And Mike always talks about Newsy. Like he put the Newsies gif in the Discord.
Mm.
And we covered that on Movie Friends.
Yes.
And Mike supports us on Movie Friends.
He does.
And so does Kate. So.
This is false back. It's just Kate.
I know. Poor Kate.
Well, in my heart of hearts, I believe it's Mike. However, wouldn't make sense with the IP address unless I'm not 100% into that. You know, I didn't like pay for something to look up this IP address. I did a free thing. Okay.
And you did like each email?
No.
Oh, it's just one email. I don't think I've ever tracked an IP address.
I did the last email. So that's a good idea. Maybe I will look for others because maybe it is the A team.
I think it is the A team.
Thank you, Michelle, for that idea.
You're welcome.
I will do that.
You're welcome. Okay.
All right. Speaking of Mike, we're going to talk about Lucky Leon's ladle.
Yes.
So this week is Ben and Jerry's impressively fudge. That is a fake word. That's really hard to say. Chocolate ice cream with fudge covered pretzel pieces and pretzel swirls. Mm. How do you swirl a pretzel? I'm just curious. Wait, so like you pound the pretzels so fine that it gets swirled in the ice cream, or just mean like the pieces are swirled?
I think
because it says chocolate covered pretzel pieces and pretzel swirl, so it's just chocolate covered and regular pretzel, maybe.
Yeah, and I think they're just mixing the ice cream.
It's just a mix. It's like a frenzy from Friendly.
Isn't it fun? We're swirling right now.
Okay, so while this is gooey. While the gooey, sugary confection has its own sweet merits, I'd like to take this opportunity to honor the other meanings of fudge, a verbal meaning to lie when the stakes are relatively low. And we see that in this episode, firstly with Arya telling her friends that Ezra didn't show up. Is it really that harmful if she was honest with her friends? Secondly, while Hannah thinks the stakes are too high to allow Caleb to continue digging into A's phone, the other liars think the benefit outweighs the risks. And it's through the risks and Caleb's intense computer skills that is revealed that Allie had a fake ID with the name Vivian Darkbloom and supporting a new fake hairdo. Finally, swirled with the fudge are salty pretzels, which represents Maya's attitude during the dinner with Pam. Unfortunately, unlike the name of the flavor, we are not impressed with Arya's lie or Maya's behavior. However, on the other hand, Allie's alter ego did create sort of a mystery that was a little impressive. I give it 2 scoops out of 5.
Cute.
I like the rating. Let's keep that up.
Do that. Wow.
But that name, impressively.
Impressively.
It's a lot, Ben and Jerry's.
It doesn't feel nice coming out.
It doesn't. It doesn't feel good in the mouth.
Impressive.
Impossible. I thought that's what you were going with that. Best movie ever. If you know, you know. Mm. Well, I mean, it was. Anywho, I'm not going to get into that. Brandy's version is the best. Mm-hmm. So we can go into MVP and shittiest.
Yeah.
Mine's blank, but I'm just going to go off the cusp of my.
Okay.
Go off the cuff. The cusp, I was saying.
Yeah.
It's getting that to be that time.
I know.
Everyone.
As Seth calls it, the mitching hour.
It's. Like my nephew, he has a witching hour. It's not the mitching hour.
Yeah, no, it's yeah.
It's the twitching hour.
we shut down.
The power is getting low. The battery is yellow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So MVP.
Yep.
Let me think. Hold on. Okay.
This is so embarrassing because I put my MVP, but I'm like, why?
Okay.
I'm just going to say it.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one, Ashley. You wrote Ashley in the beginning of this. You were happy with the conversation that she had with Hannah about Tom and kind of saying like,
take the high road.
Yeah. Take the high road, yeah, Hannah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're okay. Okay. Yeah.
I knew I liked your conversation, like, but I was like, there was a specific part that I was like, yes.
Yeah. I mean, we only saw her in one scene.
We're not going to look like trash. We're going to take the high road. I really liked that. Yeah. And Pam's a great choice too. Like the parents were good. The moms were good.
The moms were momming. And Pam did take the high road as well.
Yes, she
with
did.
The Maya situation.
Yeah.
She wanted to make amends. So yeah. I really appreciate that. She's really trying.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of shitty people. So I don't know about as shittiest. I mean, I feel like I could go with Garrett because I can always go with Garrett.
Garrett's a good choice. I chose Maya, even though she did make it up at the end. But I really did not like the whole dinner. Because she just kept with it.
It was embarrassing for Emily.
Yeah. I don't. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Yeah. I hope I'm proven wrong. It'd be great if I was proven right, though. I could be right on one thing in this show.
You're right on a lot of things so far.
Yeah, but like the big things.
Yeah.
Like Holden is cage fighting.
That's a big thing of the
show. No, it's not. People are like, Holden who?
Holden is not a big thing of the show, unfortunately for him.
Yeah, okay.
What would you rate it cringy? Because I know there were some scenes.
I give it like a 4.
Okay.
It's a tinge of cringe.
Tinge of cringe.
A tingier, cringier.
Whoa. I love the tinge and cringe rhyme.
I know. Isn't it fun?
It's just.
Tinge of cringe and tingier, cringier. Tingier
and, right, and tingier and cringier. God, that's hard to say. Tingier, cringier.
Tingier, cringier. It's impressible.
It's impressible. All right, we gotta go.
We gotta go. Wrap it up, Lizzie.
It's clear. Okay, so the last thing we have to do is give you the title for episode 19. We are almost to the end of the season. It doesn't feel real. It's weird. With looking at the calendar, I'm like, how do we only have like 5 more weeks of this podcast?
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Okay, so the episode is titled The Naked Truth. And my secret.
I've got a secret.
Is that there is an event called Truth Up Day. I know it's a terrible name. Why they named it Truth Up Day?
It's not right again.
It's not right again.
Truth Up Day?
Truth Up Day.
No.
I know.
I'm not accepting that.
Truth Up
I'm
Day.
I'm not accepting it.
And our girls are forced to attend, in addition to other classmates and parents and staff. People are confronted. I'll just say that. People are confronted. I feel like I did a haiku for Let's Talk OC.
Yeah, no, that was good.
People are confronted.
Okay, I think this is all going to go back to Kate and the whole naked truth, and I think it's going to come out. I'm sticking to this, guys. I'm going to ride this one. She did it, and the teachers and the parents will have to be confronted about this. It's not going to come. We will know she did it, but like the girls won't know and the parents won't know. And they're going to be like, Hannah, how dare you? Tom's going to be like, how could you do this? She's been so nice to you. And then we're just going to see her like,
are we going to find out that Kate is the one that did it though next week?
I don't know if we'll find that out next week.
Okay.
But it's called The Naked Truth, so like...
It's the truth. Truth's a-coming.
Maybe.
There's also confrontations between other people, if you had to guess on who it would be.
I feel like everybody's screaming right now, but I'm just so proud of what I came up with.
I think you're great. I'll give you a little tease.
Okay.
Caleb confronts Jenna.
Oh, so Jenna's back.
Jenna's in next week, yeah.
And your honey bunny is
my
back
honey bunny.
With a haircut.
Yeah, because he's like, I'm going to volunteer for this.
Right, okay. What You'll is truth why. Up? Is truth up like come clean? Trust fall?
Essentially, it's like the end of Mean Girls.
Yeah, okay.
You
okay.
know what I mean? Like
oh, I
everyone
do.
Just like
yeah.
gets in a group and they talk about shit and
okay.
reveal things or
yeah,
get
yeah,
things
yeah,
off
yeah.
their chest.
Yeah, okay. I'm excited to see the Caleb and Jenna
I'm excited to see Jenna.
Ding, 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 ding. Versus. Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we're not next week. We're not next week. We're not back next week.
Yeah, but we will be attending EpiCons. It's coming up.
Yeah, we're so, excited.
If you're going, hit us up.
Please do.
Come say hi. If you see us walking around and...
Yeah, this episode will be out right before we leave.
Yeah. Yep.
And then it'll be Michelle's birthday.
That's right.
And then it'll be my birthday. And then we'll have a new episode. Promise. But not next week.
Yeah. So in a couple of weeks, when we come back fresh from a con, we're going to look at our reviews and be like, wow, look at all these sweet birthday messages. 5 stars. These girls are great. Wow. These liars are funny, funny, fun, good times. Mm. You could do better.
You could do much better. We hope you do better than that.
Yeah, thank you.
But we'll be back in a few short weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It'll feel like no time has passed. Go back and binge, okay?
Yeah.
Go back and binge PLL, binge this podcast.
Check out other shows.
Check out other shit out there.
There's going to be a new episode of Let's Talk OC up. So
yeah, listen to that.
Go check that out.
For sure. Yeah. If you're interested.
We
talked about the OC a lot on today's episode.
We did. So that would be it.
So sorry if you're not interested, but if you are, check out that episode.
Yeah.
Anywho. Have a wonderful couple weeks. And we'll see you in EpiCons.
Yeah.
We'll see you in EpiCons. We'll see you in Chicago if you're there.
Woo! Thank you so much for listening to We Are Liars, a Pretty Little Liars podcast. You can email us at weareliarspod@gmail.com.
If you'd like to leave us a voice message or just say hi, we have a voicemail, 631-600-3916. If you haven't already and you're loving the show, please consider giving us a rating and review.
This has been a Total Betty podcast, produced and edited by Michelle Rubenstein and Alyssa Daly, music by Anthony Vacora.